SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS News.
My fellow Australians, by nature, we're an optimistic country. But I understand that right now, it's hard to be positive. The war in the Middle East has caused the biggest spike in petrol and diesel prices in history. Australia is not an active participant in this war, but all Australians are paying higher prices because of it. I know that you're seeing this at the servo and at the supermarket, and I understand farmers and truckies, small businesses and families are doing it tough. And the reality is, the economic shocks caused by this war will be with us for months. Tonight, I want to speak directly with you about what the government is doing to shield Australia in these uncertain times, and also what all of us can do to help our country and help each other in the period ahead. On Monday, National Cabinet adopted the National Fuel Security Plan. Leaders from both sides of politics, from right around the country, working together to keep Australia moving, making sure that we are prepared so that if the global situation gets worse and our fuel supplies are seriously disrupted over the long term, we can coordinate the next steps together. Today, we cut the fuel excise in half, cutting the tax on every litre of petrol by 26 cents. Those savings have started showing up at your petrol station. For our truckies, we have cut the heavy vehicle road user charge to zero. Both these measures will be in place for the next 3 months. We are working to bring the price of fuel down, to make more fuel here and to keep it on shore and get more fuel here, using our strong trading relationships with our region to bring more petrol, diesel and fertiliser to Australia. Now, it's the Australian way that people want to do their bit. And there are simple ways that you can. You should go about your business and your life as normal. Enjoy your Easter. And if you're hitting the road, don't take more fuel than you need. Just fill up like you normally would. Think of others in your community, in the bush, and in critical industries. And over coming weeks, if you can switch to catching the train or bus or tram to work, do so. That builds our reserves and it saves fuel for people who have no choice but to drive. Farmers and miners and tradies who need diesel every single day. And all those shift workers and nurses who do so much for our country. The months ahead may not be easy. I want to be upfront about that. No government can promise to eliminate the pressures that this war is causing. I can promise we will do everything we can to protect Australia from the worst of it. These are uncertain times, but I'm absolutely certain of this. We will deal with these global challenges the Australian way, working together and looking after each other, as we always have. Thank you and good evening.
Okay, that was the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, there. But let's get more analysis now and bring in our Chief Political Correspondent, Anna Henderson, joining us from Canberra. Good evening, Anna. This was unprecedented. What do you think the Prime Minister is trying to communicate to the nation?
Janice, this is the first time Anthony Albanese has made this kind of address to the nation. And, you know, all day my phone has been running hot with questions about whether or not the government was going to announce fuel rationing tonight or some kind of mandatory measure that the nation would have to comply with because of what's happening with this fuel crisis. Instead, the Prime Minister tonight was asking for the nation to work together. He was talking about voluntary measures. He was trying to instill a sense that there is a calmness and an orderliness to this process from the government's point of view. The only real mention he made of what might be to come came in this line where he said, if the global situation gets worse and our fuel supplies are seriously disrupted over the long term, we need to coordinate the next steps together. But just what those next steps might be is not clear.
Now, it's the Australian way that people want to do their bit. And there are simple ways that you can. You should go about your business and your life as normal. Enjoy your Easter. And if you're hitting the road, don't take more fuel than you need. Just fill up like you normally would. Think of others in your community, in the bush, and in critical industries. And over coming weeks, if you can switch to catching the train or bus or tram to work, do so. That builds our reserves and it saves fuel for people who have no choice but to drive.
So, Anna, the Prime Minister there, I suppose, trying to reassure the nation, but what's likely to happen next?
Well, Janice, as these weeks have unfolded and the fuel situation has become more challenging and people have been forking out so much more at the bowser, we've been speaking to those who are frustrated and worried about the future, how they're going to afford things, the impact it's going to have on their business. We know that today the halving of the fuel excise came into effect. The government's also announced small business measures today as well. But many people would have tuned in tonight wondering if this was the moment where Anthony Albanese might really have to ratchet up the kind of reality check on normal Australian life. Instead, he's used this moment to call for the nation to really work in tandem and to try and say that while there could be very difficult months ahead, you know, the situation is volatile and nothing at this point is assured either way.
Thank you so much. That's our Chief Political Correspondent, Anna Henderson, with the latest from Canberra.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.